This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey guys, so before you listen to our podcast, we want to talk to you really quickly about a much more popular, similar podcast that you've definitely heard. Now, the way most people found our show, Hollywood Handbook, is they were sort of led there because they were fans of Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang was the very first Earwolf podcast hosted by Earwolf co-founder Scott Aukerman, and they just put out their 500th episode, and we're going to take some time before we start our show to talk about that show that's already out that you've already heard. If you didn't know Comedy Bang Bang, you should, because you do know it, because that's how you found us. It's where comedians and celebrities like John Hamm or Jane Lynch meet absurd characters, like a robot named Lil Button Puss, the Cake Boss, or a duck?
Scott's put together an extra special episode for the 500th with a lot of guests that are much better than we ever get on our show and mm-hmm. in a lot of cases. And John Hamm is not doing this show. Let's say that. I'll just put that out there.
Straight up, even some of the people who are on that show who've done this show, they're bringing their A game when they do Comedy Bang Bang. And when they do ours, they're kind of like, what is this?
We're talking about Paul F. Tompkins. Look, he does a lot of stuff.
He's good. Yeah.
Lapkus. Lapkus did our show once. It was great. We're not able to call in Lapkus sort of on command.
They did 500 Comedy Bangings. She's probably on 400 of them.
Nick Kroll has been on our show. That pretty much precludes us from ever asking him to do it again.
That literally was like, you have a half an hour. He has to go do something else. He's tired.
And he
was great. So just imagine how good he is on Comedy Bang Bang, where he actually
really
wants to hang out.
Yes.
Yeah. And Jason Mantzoukas. So with the show's famous open door policy, you never know who's going to walk
Except
in.
But
you
know
it won't
be
us. Because a lot of times we are here when they're recording, and it is not the policy is not open door for everyone.
Yes, that is a that's in quote. I mean, the door is literally shut.
It's open,
even just for sonic, like acoustic reasons, but also to keep us out of the studio.
It's open for Nick Kroll, Jason Mantzoukas, Lauren Lapkus, Paul Tompkins, but it is not like open. Like if you're here recording next door, feel free to pop in for the 500th episode.
Yes.
Actually, the guest who you have for your episode is going to be on the 500th episode of my show, so he keeps checking his watch because he's got to pop over to do
his
character.
And he is visibly saving a lot of stuff. Like, he'll start to do a joke and then be like, yeah, I actually might want to save that for, like, the big show.
So celebrate by listening to Comedy Bang Bang's 500th episode, which
I'm
you probably
sure
already
you are
have
already
done.
Going to listen to, already have.
In Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. And if you see Scott Aukerman, give him a Hey Nong Man from us. We don't know what that is.
And then, quote, something from our show that he will not understand.
Yes, that's right. Fair's fair.
You're about to hear episode 3 of Hollywood Masterclass. For the rest of the series, go to Stitcher Premium.
I'm Sean Clements. Welcome to my Monster Claps.
So, Bang, Raj, man, we have been talking a lot about art and doing art and the job of the artist, and we've left sort of an ugly pile of muck swept under the rug, you know? And I think it's time to pull up the rug and just admit, hey, it's a business. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, everybody's got to eat, right?
Yep.
You know, you got to make the eat stew money before you make the fuck you money.
I suppose so.
And you could just be like, "Hey, fuck you." Cuz you got so much money that you're just saying that to your dry cleaner or your best friend. Do you understand that?
I kind of relate more to the everybody's got to eat part than the best friend stuff, but I think I
because you eat, right? I mean, everybody does. I mean, we say that, but what does it mean, right? We all do eat, don't we?
That's true. Yes. Yeah, we have to as human beings.
Or you come become bones, you know, you turn into bye-bye man. So let's start talking. We've got a great guest here today, a little bit of a guest lecturer who's going to talk more about the business side of this, because it's a business. It's not just all fun. It's a business. You know, there's money on the line. And the more you understand that some of this is an act of commerce, the easier it will be to fulfill your dreams as an artist. And I want to get into scene work later today. We're going to do scene work.
Great.
Be excited for that.
Yeah.
That's a big opportunity for somebody who's a pretty big casting director, actually, too, as well as his many other talents, to see you do scene work. But for now, we're going to get into some theory, and please do welcome Hayes Davenport, and he's going to talk a little bit about what he does.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for having me here. I think I love that you're doing this, Sean. I really think this is a beautiful idea. I'm so excited. I tell so many people about that, like, you believe that Sean is doing this, like, wonderful
charity thing.
Yeah. And a lot of them are like, oh, it kind of sounds like your other thing. I'm like, no, it's not. It is very different.
Oh, gosh. It's a whole new thing.
Yeah. I mean, they said, well, it sounds like giving advice about Hollywood. No.
Oh,
it's like,
people have said that?
Yes.
What narrow-minded.
And they say, you should, I mean, so you must be, like, getting a little piece of this, right? And why would I? Why would I get any, like, it is a completely different concept.
That almost implies that my range is so narrow that there's really only one bit I even have access to, and that I need to somehow repackage.
I know.
These same three or four jokes over and over again. And that's so crazy, so insulting. And the idea that you would get a piece of it when it's so different.
It's so different. Do you want to know who said that to me?
Tell me.
It was Brett.
Hey, Engineer Brett.
It was Brett.
Engineer Brett. Brett, when did you bring that
Brett
up?
Brett asked me to coffee.
Oh, no. And you went?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And what'd you order?
I had I don't like cups.
You don't?
Anymore.
Yeah.
But I like
environment. Environment.
Yes. It's like you look everywhere you look, there are these cups.
Bang, you know about the environment. Some of this green stuff.
Wait, the environment in general, yes, I know about it.
Uh-huh, and the cups, right? Hayes, you're either washing them or you're throwing them away, and they're both bad.
And then they're just blowing around.
Mm-hmm, and they're both bad.
So I have them roll up a tortilla in sort of a cone, and then I have my coffees in there.
Okay.
And you can use that over and over again.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, so you had coffee out of a tortilla, you're kind of biting / drinking it.
Yes, and Brett is saying to me, I just want you to know about this thing, because I'm doing the engineering on this thing, that, you know, like, it seems like kind of similar to your thing. And I said, Brett.
I didn't exactly say that.
Okay.
That's not verbatim what I said.
Well, I'd love to hear the actual word for word retelling.
I said, you know, how's your cone? And then...
That was at the time it was spilling out of the bottom. I think that was you trying to help me.
Right. And then he accused me of asking you for tortilla coffee before him. And I assured him I didn't, but I said I was with you and I engineered this new show.
Hmm.
And, you know, I might have said it was, you
this
know,
this doesn't kinda, seem can, worth doubling back for.
Can
the
you fact, see?
The idea that we.
I know.
That you said that's not what I said, and then I asked what you really said, and then that this is the story.
It ends up being very similar.
What are we doing here?
And I wouldn't want to subject you to the exact conversation that I had with Brett.
Yeah,
just
no
that
wonder
little,
I said
it was different.
No wonder Hayes truncated it, because what he did was actually a very concise, somewhat interesting thing to say.
Yeah, and what Brett is saying, version, no, it was actually longer and worse, is the correction he was trying to make. And it was!
Which I can always assume, if someone's telling me a story that you're in, that you have a longer, worse version loaded up and ready to go.
Thanks for doing this, Hayes.
No, I love talking about this stuff. A lot of people think of the business part as this yucky, gross
Mm-hmm. That it's a mucky,
foul,
swamp monster, Beetlejuice man that lives in a closet and can come out and, you know, just choke you to death.
Yes, but I think it is fun, and there is an art to this as well. In the same way that there's an art to the art version of it, there is an art to the business money aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, there are a lot of sort of different avenues toward establishing yourself in a business way. But for me, it starts with the resume. It is actually really all about the resume.
How many resumes do you read in a given week?
I go through them so quickly, and because I'm always so disappointed, because if they are not just like blasting off at me when I look at them, then I can get so tired looking looking at all these resumes.
And how many jobs have you gotten off your resume? All of them, right?
It's like a continuous yes, because I actually handed it out once.
Mm-hmm.
It's this one copy of my resume is now being passed around without me even
and it's
knowing.
It's a snowball that became the avalanche.
Yes.
That one resume.
Yes. Because it's you. It's an extension of you.
My resume has gone viral as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's so funny.
Yeah.
It tells a story.
And that's a way to inject my personality into my resume is it's a funny story. And I don't know, bang,
so you don't just like list
you?
Your credits and the things you've done.
I'm so tired. I'm so sleepy.
Yes.
Hearing you think about a resume, it's not funny. So I'm sorry. What you're talking about is not funny.
It doesn't tell a story, you know, and it doesn't grab me and pull my hair and tickle me. And and wash my little rear end, you know, after I'm done with doing something. So,
do you want to sexualize your resume a little
what
bit?
What is sexual about that to you?
Jesus. This is more like a mommy cleaning up a baby. You know, I want your resume to take care of me because ultimately I'm a guy.
Yes.
With a problem to solve.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a solution for me? Bang.
You will be the proverbial sort of wet cloth.
Mm-hmm. I'm a guy with a problem to solve. Do you have a solution?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. Because that makes my day go better. Now I'm all cleaned up. I've had a little tickle and my hair got yanked on. So
I guess the hair getting yanked thing is why it sounded more kind of sexual. Like it doesn't.
That's
seem like
another thing
you do
that it hurts.
A baby.
That's crazy.
No, that hurts a little bit. I don't know why. Like for you, that washing and hurting.
Uh huh. Washing, tickling, and hurting is somehow sex. And that's not something we necessarily need to unpack here because we're going to lose some of the time from the business stuff we're talking about.
Yes. Let's start with the other. So this is reverse side of your headshot. We obviously this is all, you know, one big thick cardstock.
Headshots
thick,
on the
thick,
front.
Shiny and thick.
There's four quadrants of your headshot.
I do 12.
Hayes does 12.
I do three rows of four.
Oh, yeah, because can I tell you about my headshot? It's just my face. It's one picture. I kind
of some always of them should be your face.
Yeah, we definitely want to see your face in half the headshots.
Okay, no, but I think you misunderstand. My headshot is just one photograph.
So
there are no quadrants.
Okay.
You're going to want 11 more of those. Is it, can I ask you this? Is it landscape? Landscape?
No, it's just it's kind of a out of focus background.
Should be landscape mode.
Landscape mode?
Landscape mode on the paper, yes.
Mm-hmm. Panoramic also can work for at least one of them because I want you to be sort of in the red rocks of Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me an idea of like, let's say I'm trying to cast an adventurer.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Think I
You're
found
already
one.
There. Yes.
I think my problem just You're got already, self- I think my little butt just got wiped up, you know, by this guy who brought in this great headshot.
Okay. So Red Rocks? Okay, let's take your face one. That's one of them for sure, the face one.
We're going to use that, yeah.
Face?
Can I just ask what classic American job you have in that face one?
I'm just...
Are you a ship pirate? Are you...
I'm kind of just wearing neutral clothing.
That's, you're not Colonel Sanders or anything like that?
No, I mean...
That job is constantly coming up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sort of rule yourself out for Colonel Sanders when, look, I mean, Riggle or whoever, like, they don't do these forever. That's part of the game is that now Gaffigan's mm-hmm. doing it. Now yeah. Norm is doing it.
Yes.
Now Bang is doing it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how.
Oh, it's Bang.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, maybe Bang could do it because, you know, Norm's not available anymore.
Yeah.
And then it's all of a sudden we get the headshot and we go, Colonel Sanders isn't really an adventurer. That's all we have here. Is because you've only really described the Sedona Red Rocks photo you have.
Which isn't what I have. I mean, what you guys are talking about is sort of like a throwback to, I feel like, how headshots were maybe like 30 years ago. If like you kind of had different professions.
They didn't know how to make it as shiny back then as they do now.
Yeah.
Or as heavy. They should be so heavy. The whole thing should be so heavy when they put it in your hand. And landscape mode wasn't around back
landscape
then.
Mode. And they didn't have the hologram technology they yes. do now where you That's sort of move it
of
one
them.
Way and the other. So at least
for
one
two
of yours.
Of those, two of them are holograms.
Yeah. At least one of yours should scare me. So I should look at it and it's normal. And then when I turn it slightly in the light, you pop out of it mm-hmm. and try to get me.
Okay.
Like,
I think,
you know.
Yes, so, I know yes. what you're going to imply.
Red Rocks, Colonel Sanders, two holograms, one of just that, you know, that muscle like right on your hip that's like kind of
some girl
drawing you down.
Yes, it's from the side of the abs
yes.
and it's going in past the underwear band. And some girls actually call it the penis muscle.
Here, I'll show you.
But it's not. Yeah. Okay. And Brett's
you don't
got
have
it
to.
Out.
Yeah, you I'll don't have to.
Brett's got it out.
Brett's is too big.
Check
you
that
don't
out.
Have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your muscle, that.
It's part of, it's the iliopsoas. You
know,
it's coming off
that's
the iliac crest.
That's his penis.
No, but
throbbing.
Look above that. But look above that leading
yeah.
into it.
Yeah,
don't focus on the penis.
You don't have
you
to.
Don't want that in
I mean,
that in that picture.
When the can yes.
That's
when
a
you
separate
take a picture.
Picture
of that, that's going to be, that is going to be cropped out. But mm-hmm. he does need to show it now in order just to show you this muscle, which the muscle for him is too much bigger than all his other muscles
yeah.
and very out of proportion with the actual penis.
It's very, yes, it's very strangely defined. And it looks as if it's going to pull his hip right off his leg.
And I want that in one of my headshot quadrants.
In one of your, well, yes.
yes. It's not, it's a dodeca quadrant, but yeah,
mm-hmm.
sure.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. So you want that little muscle and just a little bit of the waistband of
mm-hmm.
your undies.
And
some of your belt.
You know,
and your thumb is kind of hooked in there. Is this making sense?
Yeah, I understand it.
And you're maybe pouring like a oil down, like through the sort of crevice of the muscle, and it's making this sort of stream, this rivulet. That leads into, you know, your Calvin Klein's.
Mm-hmm. If it's not catching all the oil, then you have to return to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to want to sculpt.
Yes.
And talk to anybody there. Bryce, D-Ron,
mm-hmm.
Portia.
Yes. And the next – so speaking – you can actually use one of them for maybe the next photo in the series, which should be someone else looking at the muscle.
Pulling the shades down,
yes.
lowering them just below their eyes on the nose like, oh, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah.
And they're maybe biting on their thumb or fist like they can't believe this muscle.
Okay. It seems like it's narrowing me down to a very specific –
it's just one
that's,
of the,
that's just yeah. That's
we've got 11
one
other
of the
pictures.
Photos and another one reacting to it.
It's just
that's
going.
All.
This is one of the things I do, and you have to be able to at least do that thing, you
yeah.
know, which is frankly
have a muscle
mm-hmm.
on my hip.
Yeah, got to at least be able to do that. I mean, that's part of the business. Sorry.
And the next one, like pretty soon, we do have to be getting over to the resume, and that should be you, just like you in casual. Mode holding a sign that's like, hey, maybe check out.
Should we
some
bring
stuff
up
on the other side?
Should
yeah,
we bring
sure.
up? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're pointing to the other side, being like,
hey, maybe
what's
check
over there.
Out.
Yeah.
Not like a lot of people will have the sign be like, look, flip over,
it or like
no,
a page
no.
over.
Just be I, nice. Be like you don't care.
I like
hey,
a thought
if you want,
bubble.
Check out.
I like a thought bubble. You can
yeah.
do it with a sign, but I also like you're sort of scratching your
yeah.
chin, thinking, and then you're thinking like, I wonder what's on the other side of this thing. Maybe something good to read.
Right.
I want to talk about, it's 2017, diversity is a big thing.
Yes.
Three or four of these quadrants should show you as a different race.
Yes.
That seems like a bad idea. It seems like it takes me into an uncomfortable place, like a whitewashing.
Well, you know, Sun Tzu said.
Or like, it's like I'm wearing blackface.
Well, Sun Tzu told us.
How can, like, whitewashing is the opposite of
right.
that.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Do you see that?
And it's also what it's.
Do you want to hear what Sun Tzu told us?
Or do you want
to? Do you want to tell me?
I'm just saying that I actually think you should not pursue too much because basically saying you're basically saying that like oh because I'm like no one else is allowed to be white like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah, let's not pursue it.
Right?
Yeah. Sun Tzu told us.
Mm-hmm. This is a different way of doing things. I'm just open-minded. Go ahead.
And this is a character, by the way. Sun Tzu is a good character for you to be.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks, no, you're going to look basically like Confucius.
And at least one you want to be Sun Tzu. Another one you want to be Confucius.
Okay.
Right. So he told us that you had said, like, this is something that makes me really uncomfortable. But he said, you know, follow your fear.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it fears good, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard that used as, I think, the pit theater. That's their catchphrase, is that they took that from Sun Tzu.
People's improv.
Yeah.
Sure. But anyway, we do want to get over to the other side. Obviously, there'd just be a picture of you as Amelia Earhart. But you want to get over to the other side. What do you're making a face. Did you?
Hey, just this has been a lot for me to take in. My resume is so head and headshot are just so totally different than what you guys are describing. It's I guess I don't know why I would have me as Amelia Earhart.
I suspect this is the reason that you are doing this. Show, I guess I don't know. This is the first one I'm doing it. Like historically,
He's been a little like this.
Okay,
he's going like this is a lot. This is really different. It's right. Like, well, you wouldn't need the class if there wasn't.
That's true.
Different,
that's true. Know? Yeah, I mean that's why I'm taking the class.
You wouldn't need to come to my master class. So I'll say this: when you get in the resume, whack them in the face with the special skills.
Mm-hmm. Up top. Special skills
so
up top.
So not at the bottom?
No,
you're
going to
want to wham them with the special skills.
Yes, yes.
And they've seen one special skill on the front. It's that muscle.
You don't need to mention that again. A lot of people will describe the muscle.
And Brett's got his back out.
Yeah. You don't have to keep busting that out, man. It's impressive, but like it's a little inappropriate. It's you kind of got to strip down too much to show it off.
Peeling it back.
And he has to hold his shirt under his chin.
You got it?
So, yeah. So you're saying no need to describe the muscle and special skills?
Oh, no. We're gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're but definitely going to talk about
in
it.
In a funny way that's like, except I don't have any. Like, you can like make a joke like you don't have good hip muscles.
Because they've seen it.
Yeah. Like, special skills I don't have. Well, I guess I don't have good hip muscles.
It's always
good to
be self-deprecating.
And they're not catching all the oil because they know at that point that you do have it.
Yeah, they've seen it.
It's an ability to make fun of yourself a little bit and go like, you could tease me about my hip muscle, you know, because I'm aware of what I'm working with there.
And then it's, a good surprise if they start at the resume and then see the photo side afterward.
Yes, that can be.
Yeah,
I mean,
holy shit!
For
I
a certain
thought of that.
Type of,
I don't know that I turn it over if I see that
that
first.
You don't have it. Yeah, for a certain type of casting director, they are going to freak out if they're not if they're told that it's not coming, and that it is coming in such a.
Have you freaked out
so
that way
hard.
Before?
I used to freak out about that kind of thing, but now. Now I still do like freak out.
So let's talk about turning some of your weaknesses into strengths.
Yeah.
That's something that Sun Tzu always wanted us to do, right? So, what you can just start is by telling us some of the stuff you're into. What do you think that you do that maybe would be interesting on a resume?
This is a little different from turning your weaknesses into strengths. This is you take, like, what are some of your...
My strengths?
Strengths.
Yeah, but I got a feeling that a lot of Bang Raj man's strengths
is what we would consider weaknesses. But what I'm saying, as far as what we're asking him to do, is to think of what he considers
strengths. Well, we're turning his fake strengths into real strengths.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I used to play baseball. I got...
Okay, so you say Don Mattingly.
Yeah. Because used to play baseball is not... funny, it's not famous.
You say, hey guys, I'm Don Mattingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then maybe you have like a Don Mattingly Topps rookie card. And that's part of the resume.
Okay.
It's stuck on there.
Oh, I kind of clip that on there.
Thumbtack.
Or Don Russ, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that would defeat the purpose of me saying I am that guy, because then I'm just putting the card in there to show that this is a different guy.
It's fun. You are not trying to trick them into actually thinking you are Don Mattingly. If they do, great.
Yeah.
You know?
That's perfect. You know, that's on them. Because you've shown them on the other side. Like, Don Mattingly doesn't have a hip muscle like this. Certainly doesn't have a rivulet of oil leading down to his, you know.
It's dry. If he has one, it is bone dry.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of it's on them, and you want to give them space to make that kind of mistake.
Yeah.
So you're saying, you know, hey, I don't have a hip muscle. My name's Don Mattingly. Here's my rookie card. And then what else are you into? What else? You used to play baseball. That's a great start. What else?
What do you do, like – what have you been doing for the last, whatever, 30, 40?
I play piano.
Ah, okay, great. So that could be good. So what can we do with that?
I remember Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck did that.
Yeah,
one time.
They were smashing each other with pianos or something. Yeah. So maybe you go, hey, please nobody smash me with a piano, you know?
Okay. Instead of I don't write, because I will say I have gotten jobs where I'm playing piano. I've gotten acting jobs because they know
Daffy Duck's very funny, part of this is like capturing your audience, making them laugh, and you know a good trick is remind them of something they already like. They don't already like you, Bang Raj, man, and that's hard for me to say.
Okay,
because I do. You know, but they don't. Mm-hmm. And in fact, a lot of these people actively dislike you and consider you their enemy. So if you can remind them of like Daffy Duck getting smashed to pieces with the freaking piano, all of a sudden they're like, all right, let's call this guy up.
And it's my teeth now, something like that. Say the piano's my teeth now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You look confused.
I am a little.
Say, I'm reaching over my arms like a rubber band playing the other guy's piano behind his back while I'm playing mine,
so,
too.
So, special skills, I'm getting smashed by a piano.
And the piano's
and
my
piano's
teeth.
And the piano's my teeth now, and I'm reaching over.
And I'm reaching over my arms like a rubber band playing the other guy's piano.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
And you can do, maybe, because everything is like separated by commas. It's like a list of things, and there maybe is a fun thing to do about like special skills, snowboarding, skateboarding, duck season, rabbit season, duck season. Ooh. And then you get into like tricking yourself in the special skills that it is duck season.
Mm-hmm. And then you blast yourself with your own blunderbuss.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's a bullet hole in the paper. Smoking.
Bang.
Okay, yeah.
That's your name.
Despicable or something, you know? So this is just like – these are all little tiny tricks of the trade to get your resume a little extra attention. Is there anything else that you're able to do, or do you have any kind of – you have a driver's license?
I do. I do have a valid driver's license on there, passport.
Okay. Do not tell them that, you know? Because it seems like you're bragging and
that you're
trying
to get away. you know, that you're going to leave.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because I thought that was pretty standard.
No, it's mm-hmm. like saying any second I could just leave.
It's very suspicious. You're yeah. basically saying that you're evading Dog the Bounty Hunter, you know? I mean, yes. in not so many words.
That you're like weirdly prepared for shit to go down for you.
That you jump so bail you and Dog the Bounty Hunter's after you. Yeah, and that so if they help you get a job, that they're going to have him on their ass. And that dude is ripped. Right. I mean, his hip muscle's huge. Yeah.
It might be good to say that Dog...
He's off the air now. That one,
yeah, well, he's doing his job.
He's doing even more bounty hunting.
Just because he's not on
TV. Show anymore.
Just because he's not on television. And this applies to almost everything on television. Just because it's not on television doesn't mean they're not still doing their job
well,
somewhere
not
else.
Like a canceled TV show, like Cheers. They're not still, like, in the bar drinking beers and stuff.
Why not?
What do you mean?
Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah.
Because the show's been canceled for, you know, 20 years.
Right, but they still, I mean, they are still friends. I don't know if you watched the show, but
everyone
they
on
were
the show
really
friends
they
with
were
each other.
Really good friends.
They rib each other,
yes.
right? They do give each and other that a
might
hard
be
time.
The, and that might be the point of the
That's
source
the
of
disconnect.
Your confusion.
That's the disconnect.
But they actually were really good friends.
Yeah. Good friends are able to tease each other and challenge each other in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it would be good to say in your special skills that Dog the Bounty Hunter is not chasing you.
Yeah, that's a great thing to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Especially yeah. with this whole like passport thing.
Okay, mm-hmm. so should I get rid of the passport and the driver's license and then...
No, keep the driver's license.
You're going to need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fastest race car driver.
Oh, yeah. Oh, say that you work for NASCAR.
Yeah.
And say that you've got the best damn pit crew in the biz because they always want somebody who can be friends with the crew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The crew loved him, you'll hear about some actors.
So they'll assume that if the pit crew like me, then the crew on the set will like me.
Easy to mm-hmm. work with. Getting a juice truck for everybody. Little sign on the truck saying like, hey guys, just a little treat for you today. Thanks for like helping out. Have a juice.
And I put mm-hmm. that in my special skills that I get
if you juice if you'll truck. Back it up. Oh, if yeah. you're going to back it up.
Okay.
And get a juice truck.
Yeah.
If you put in your special skills and then last day of shooting, there's nobody has any juice, then they're thirsty because they were definitely expecting it after you advertised
and nobody
it
brought their
on
own
your
juice
special
from home
skills on your resume.
Because they thought juice was going to be there. And you show up and there's no juice. That's a friggin' short trip for you to the unemployment line. And when you're there, you get beat up because guess who else is there? All the guys who got fired because they flipped out because they had no juice.
Mm-hmm. Sounds bad.
Yeah.
And Dog the Bounty Hunter is probably, if what you say is true and he's not on his TV show anymore, that seems like a very good place to get caught by Dog the Bounty mm-hmm. Hunter.
Yeah, because he's there anyway. So then he'll really grab you and shake you up good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was working Bounty Hunter.
And make you do something with that wife of his.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
I don't understand.
Like from an optics perspective, it feels like there's something going on where when he catches you, if it's not on the show, he's going to make you do something with that wife of his. That seems to be the arrangement.
Right. Okay.
So special skills. Now we are into the dialogue on the resume. Man. Hey, who's that great actor I want to mm-hmm. see on TV? Man's friend. I heard it's Bang Rajman, and he's technically available.
Mm-hmm. Woman.
Yes.
Oh, God. Bang Rajman? Oh, God.
Yeah.
And you then, know, woman's husband.
And I
can't be mad about this.
Yes. And parenthetical, you know those parentheticals for the woman, like saying kind of what's in their head? On the woman's line, it should basically say, wants to suck a hip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wants to get his whole hip muscle in her mouth. And the man can't
Don't
be mad
say
at that.
That. Don't have her say that.
But it's, okay. it's...
I'm a little confused as to what this is.
It's the dialogue.
It's the dialogue. There's part of the
dialogue
resume.
On my resume. Okay. All right.
It's acting. It's art. It's the theater.
This is after the specials goes. After you aren't leading off with this.
So I go special skills.
Dialogue.
And then I have like a little a dialogue sample of and this is the scene.
Yeah.
It's something.
It's a scene.
Where
it's in.
A woman is attracted to me and her husband's okay with it.
Yeah.
He
it's in the utility closet of like a Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's seeing you. You know, you're in there. You're like putting away a mop bucket and you're getting discovered. And this woman's husband is a cuck and is comfortable with her sucking on your hip muscle.
Yeah. He's not mad. He says he's not mad, but he actually is happy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe it's like about a hundred, maybe it's not. Mm-hmm. So you then have completed the dialogue and now it's time to start drawing. And what are we going to draw? Do you have a guess, Bang?
Maybe me.
How about a Walk of Fame star?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So special skills, dialogue, then a drawing of me, my Walk of Fame star.
These are hard to draw, these stars. They have to – all the sides have to be the same size.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy for it to get messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta take all your headshots over again.
And you can't go on the street and trace it. It's too big. It's too big. It's bigger than the paper. It has to be a smaller version.
And if you print a big, giant one and then try to shrink it down, guess what happens? Goes off the page.
Okay. So you got to draw a smaller one.
You seem skeptical. Now, you seem skeptical.
No, I'm following along with the class.
It feels like you maybe don't think they're as big as what we're saying.
No, I've seen them. They're on the sidewalk. Yeah, you definitely couldn't trace them. You're right.
On the Street Hall of Fame. You've been there?
On the Street Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I've walked around them.
I think that's great. You go just to kind of check it out. Look at maybe take a long look at some of the blank ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, it's more just walking by. I've never really kind of gone and like a tourist.
Stomp on the ones you don't like. I have definitely wanted to do that before, but I do not endorse it. Stomping on people's stars.
Yeah.
I don't support that.
If you're a star stomper in this town, that's going to come back around. Sun Tzu would tell us often that when you stomp on a star, you're stomping on the moon.
Mm-hmm. If you miss, you could actually stomp on the moon.
Because I actually read The Art of War, and I feel like we must be going off different
translations. The what of what?
Yeah, this is not that one. This is not.
You wrote more than one book.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that was the main one. I feel like most people quote.
I don't even know that one. I mean, I've read How to Make It in Showbiz by Sun Tzu.
Yeah. The Panda's Vacation.
Panda's Vacation. And I think he did one of those Harry Potter books. The Goblet of Bugs or whatever.
Couldn't you take a stencil of a star and just trace it, I guess? That would probably make it easier.
Do you think Les Moonves is going to be impressed by stencil?
And I will say also, I don't want to get into too much detail on this. The risk of that is you get the wrong kind of star.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are tracing a star on this page.
And, it's divisive.
And it can make people upset. Some people, I think, like it more.
Yep.
But other.
So you're implying like I would put a Star of David on my resume? I mean, I know the difference.
Let's move on.
Hey, are you hiring and do you know where to post your
you
job
hiring?
To find the best candidates?
Yeah, you guys know.
It can be tough.
Wait, sorry.
Okay.
Do you know like where to post it if you're hiring? I want to know.
So with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with just one click.
Real quick, it's tough to find great talent. It really is. And so like, if you're hiring, like, we're trying to actually help you right now. So, like, go ahead.
And we've done ads in the past about Dana, the robot witch, who we should have used ZipRecruiter so we didn't have to hire her. And
we've done a lot of creative ads. A series of
kaiju to fight her, such as Kevin Evan, Vivin, Ivan Nevin. Evan Nevin,
yeah. And that all that stuff is awesome. Yeah. And we've done a lot of creative ads and created some great images of you picturing this robot witch and these kaiju. But now we've actually come up with a really cool image just for this company.
Because we need a new direction to go.
Based on the name. And so this is kind of, it's kind of an ad for you to hear. We are trying to help you. Finding great talent is actually really tough.
Yeah.
But we're also trying to help the company if they want to do like, I don't know if it's a graphic or something.
This could scale to any visual medium in addition to podcasting. Yes,
including a full-length movie or series of movies. Mm-hmm. But it's called ZipRecruiter. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus sites with one click. They've got this powerful technology that matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. So here's what I picture. It's almost like taking this job posting and putting it on a zip line. Friggin' like in those canopy tours.
A jungle zip line.
Yeah, like a Costa Rica or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a jungle zip line where you like hold the thing going like, holy shoot, I'm freaking zooming. And you're zooming it down the zip line to all the other canopies. And the canopies are, you know, these other sites.
There's people, waiting there, I guess, who are like the good talent.
Yeah.
And you're scooping them up from their village.
Well, because,
okay.
Because, like, you don't have to juggle emails or calls to your office because it's like you're just ziplining it out.
You're just ziplining it out. Yeah.
You know? So, like, ZipRecruiter, I guess, is like the tallest tree in the jungle.
Yeah.
And there's all these zip lines and running from it that's like for every tour.
The movie, I guess, is a war between the people up on the zip line versus like people on the ground that are like throwing rocks at them and stuff.
And there's 100-plus zip line tours that you're zooming it out to.
Yes. And they're like scooping up the talent to
build
their super
team. And there's
like a little
like – and there's also like a little cartoon jungle frog who's like jumping along the top of the zip line.
Yes.
And
so this is like, you know, like, oh, you already did an ad about like businesses in the jungle in this.
No, it's same on episode. Purpose. It's on purpose.
Obviously, they're like communicating with each other, these ads.
Well, because 80% of jobs posted on these zip lines get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. So could you do me a favor, actually, Hayes? Just real quick in the middle of the ad. Sure. Could you do me a favor? Could you find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results?
Oh, okay. So
I know my listeners can do it.
I'll go to the website. I'll go to ZipRecruiter.com/first. That's ZipRecruiter.com/first. Another thing I'd like to point out is these zip lines often sort of highlight the stuff that you have going on downstairs, just like the way you're
suspended. No, because the harness sort of creates a nice pouch out of just normal shorts.
So the ad could be, you know, that could be a big part of like the visual.
I mean, that's going to be part of casting, and I wouldn't mind being in on that casting session. So, you could post this stuff for free. Go ahead.
These days, you can get practically everything on demand.
I'll say.
So why are you still going to the post office?
And yeah, what's with that?
Limited hours when you can get
posted. Sorry to interrupt, but why are you doing that?
With stamps.com, you can get
stamps.com
on demand.
These days, it's just like you could get almost anything on demand. So people who are going to the post office, I'm like, and sorry to sort of repeat what you said, but I am literally like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. Because anything you can do at the post office, you can do right from your desk with stamps.com, especially if you have a small business. This is great for small businesses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And there are obviously businesses, normal sort of small businesses, local businesses that are able to use stamps.com. And if they have shipping involved in their business, then they no longer have to pay for postage. But actually, what I've been thinking about lately is I think this could work for businesses so small that you can't even see them.
Really tiny businesses that like a little frog has, like a little like jungle frog has a business where he is selling
flies to other, it can't be free because that's not a business, but flies to other frogs.
Yeah.
But I'm actually thinking I would be able to see that business. That business would, in fact, be the size of a postage stamp, which you don't need anymore because stamps.com.
Stamps.com, you don't print them out, which we've also been informed.
So that's not even going to be, by the time this ad airs, that's not even going to be a reference of size for people anymore. That you'd say size of a postage stamp. People won't know because it's all on demand now. But I'm thinking of a business so small that it's like a little germ.
A little germ's business?
Yeah. And he's like selling like – he's got an Etsy shop and he like makes like germ sweaters.
And that could be good for stamps.com.
Well, it could because, you know, you think about a germ trying to go to the post office and wait in line – and first of all, it's going to get everybody sick. But secondly, the woman at the register can't hear him.
Yeah.
When he tries to buy stamps.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to get inside a computer, like a computer virus, and order it all himself.
And I appreciate that Cody is trying to recreate the – so there's this very high-pitched ringing in my headphones.
Mm.
And what it sounds like is millions of germs screaming hooray.
I need stamps. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, or they're screaming
thank
hooray.
You for the
thank you for the
homemade jewelry.
Because anything you can do at post office, you can do from your desk at stamps.com, whether you're a germ or a little jungle frog. Buy and print U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer, or using one that somebody left in the woods, or use one that is inside the microscopic slide.
Yeah.
And
I said you don't print them before. You do print them, obviously, but it's not – they don't look like the stamps that you're supposed to lick.
No.
Germs
they're
on
different
them.
Looking.
They look different.
Yeah, they're cleaner. Unlike the post office, stamps.com never closes. You can get postage whenever you need it 24/7.
Sounds like the germs are getting louder. They're so excited about this opportunity.
No, they
it's
love
a really
it.
Nice effect.
Because
Cody,
in
you.
The past – not only did small businesses lose so much money buying postage, but a lot of germs couldn't start an Etsy page where they make like snap bracelets for other germs or little germ fidget spinners. And a lot of jungle frogs who had a surplus of flies and knew that there were areas of the jungle where there were fewer flies weren't able to capitalize on
mail
that.
The flies.
Yeah, and mail them. So right now use my code, mine, not Hayes's, handbook. For
I am getting my
offer.
Own code.
Hayes going to get his own.
I'm working on a code.
Use my code handbook for the special offer. 4-week trial includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in handbook. That's stamps.com. And this is for jungle frogs and germs too. And enter code handbook, stamps.com. Never go to the post office
again. My code is going to be the
never
stamps.
Never do it. Oh, yeah.
But don't use the stamps now.
And don't use the code the boys. They did promise us they were going to get us that after we made a joke about it. And then we thought this would be so funny when it really happens. But now it's been like 2 months and nobody fucking did anything. Bang, I see you pouring yourself a glass of water, and that reminds me of general meetings.
Yeah.
Do you know about these?
A little bit. It's just where you get to meet people like in casting or at a studio.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of get to know you.
That's what a lot of people think it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just where you get to meet people in casting or at a studio, right? It's not just that.
I'll take your word for it.
Mm. It's an opportunity.
Okay. Yeah.
You didn't say that.
You didn't even mention that.
That's true. I didn't. Yeah, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Can make a big impression.
You can.
So one thing you might want to do is have a crazy voice and be acting all insane when you go to these meetings.
Yeah. Be tough. Be being very tough.
Real. True to your street roots.
Yes.
And what I bring up the water, they're going to offer you a glass of water. I find it's best to have a really funny joke. One of the first things they'll say,
good
can
water,
I get
dude.
Your water?
Mm-hmm.
What I'll say is, yeah, sure, I'd love to go for a swim. And then I pour the water all over me and all over them.
Yeah.
And then I like I'm swimming.
Yeah, say I'm a fish now.
Yeah, I'm a fish.
Wow, that's a big
– and really be a fish.
And be a fish. And then be allergic to fish and choke to death. You know, do something where these guys, when you walk out of the room, they go, I got to work with this guy. right?
Yeah, that's. It seems like a big swing. That's. It's a bold choice, but I get what you're saying. Mm. Yeah, you want to be memorable, and you want them to be talking about you after you leave.
Do you ever do quick change?
Like change what I'm wearing?
No, you wear like a big. It actually would be great to have someone else helping you with this, a woman ideally.
Okay,
but you have like a big hoop,
right?
That's
like
around you,
like a magician.
Right. Well, you don't want to be a you or like an actor, but you can just change clothes really fast as well. And so you like the woman tosses up the hoop and you got to get into your next layer of clothing before it comes down. And usually it's just like a string that you have special clothes and like you pull a string and they'll just like suck in all around you and you'll be wearing different clothes.
Don't tell them that's how it works. Like you do it and you act as surprised to have different clothes on as they are.
I just don't want you to go into this being like, okay, I've got to just be able to like change my clothes really fast because you'll just be like kind of touching your shirt.
Just another water joke as I'm realizing I've done that swim one before that maybe you could do is one thing is when they go, hey, do you want some water? You can go, yeah, sure. He's really thirsty today. And you pour it in your dick.
Okay, yeah, that they would certainly remember that.
You know? Brett, here, show them how that would work.
All right, here you go.
You don't have to.
Here you go.
Hey, Brett, can I get you some water?
Yep. He's real thirsty. Here you go.
And just pour it in.
Pour right in there.
Okay, yeah.
And now, see, now Brett doesn't need any kind of funnel or anything because of just the way that he is built where
– And you shouldn't be taking your dick out.
Well, no. I mean, you should, like, turn away while you're doing this.
Turn your back so that your butt cheeks are facing them. And so, then with great effort, pour it in.
Yeah.
And don't spill a drop.
And again, because, again, I don't want you to get sort of, like, cocky going into this because, like, you see Brett, who is sort of more whole than man. For you, you are going to need some kind of funnel or other device to get it all in there. I mean, this is like the bottles they give you some of the time are going to be pretty large.
I mean, I've gone on generals before and I normally, you know, maybe we'll bring like a headshot or something just in case they ask for it. But you're saying I should bring a funnel, a hoop, an assistant, and some extra clothes to change into. That seems like a lot.
And you might want to bring your own water in case they don't have any.
Yeah, a lot of times they don't do water anymore. And I would say you're going to want to bring something that I think is really smart to do now is bring a brick. And when they ask what it is, you go, this is the first brick in Trump's wall. I'm going to help him build it. Because these are big companies we're dealing with, and they don't want you fighting City Hall. You know what I mean? They've got to interact with the powers that be. So you go, I'm on board, you know, and any words you want to use to describe some of those other people, just go ahead and use them. Because, you know, I mean, you're going to be in the room Hollywood with guys like us.
Yeah, I thought Hollywood was kind of a liberal place that –
This is a commercial enterprise. I mean, these guys are big, big money, you know? And so they're liberal
and
to
that
a
was
point.
Also, yeah, and that was kind of when Obama was the boss and things are a little bit.
Yeah.
People have flipped.
Different now.
So you put that brick down and you go, the buck stops here.
Yeah, and you stand on it. You say, try and
senor.
Try and get past me.
Yeah. And so that's a great way to make an impression that's like, oh, this guy's going to be a little easier to market,
team
to
player.
Sell.
Team player.
Team player, exactly.
Mm-hmm. By saying the buck stops here, senor, get past me.
Mm-hmm.
And
if they
also,
try to get past
by
you,
the way, it is being fair and equal because you're also not letting anybody go through the other way.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they would.
Okay. Okay, yeah. This is how walls work, and this is a thing that I like think confuses people about this, that they think for some reason a wall only works on one side or on one kind of people.
No, no, no. They're maybe thinking of like those bookshelves where you pull a book out and it spins around and you're on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Which I think there is going to be a part of the wall that's like that I've been talking about.
But they don't know that.
No, no. So probably one of the things they're going to want to talk about with you in these meetings is, hey, what do you watch? Mm-hmm. Hey, what do you watch?
Mm-hmm.
So a cool mm-hmm. trick is you go, everybody's shit but yours. So like you're at Paramount or whatever, you go, oh, Warner Brothers shit's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
But your shit sucks, dude. And you really are going to make them want you in this way and go, mm-hmm. we got to work with this guy, right?
Okay, so you're why, like begging oh, them.
I don't know what that is.
No, I haven't really. Yeah.
But it's and you are going to want to establish Kino as well. I don't know if you're familiar with this this concept. But they now they're saying like, oh, my shit is so bad. I need someone to help me make it good,
yeah.
as good as some of these other guys.
Everyone in showbiz feels like there's a fraud on the inside. And they are afraid of being exposed and finding out that their shit sucks. So when somebody goes, what do you watch? And you're at Paramount, you're at Sony, you know, and you go like, I certainly don't watch your bullshit, hombre.
But you do want to say, and I watch everything.
And oh,
that's
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I you just do want content. It because then be like, oh, this guy loves TV and
yeah,
movies.
You go, everything
but
else.
He doesn't like any of our shit.
Yeah. yeah.
Everybody else's other shit, but it's except yours.
Yeah. And if you got a drain weasel, you do it right there on the floor.
Turn around again.
Turn around to show your butt cheeks.
Obviously, you turned around.
Okay. I mean, this is why I took the class. This is definitely not stuff I would do.
Mm.
And you are absolutely going to have to do it. I mean, like, try not to do it right away after you, because the shaft of your penis is going to be full of water.
Mm.
And so, like, try and show them that you can keep it in there for, like, at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I'm going to have to pee, and also I have put water in my penis with a funnel.
You know, if you're struggling with this part of it, it's not necessary. Like, this is one that you could take or leave.
And explain to them that it's not
pee.
Icing. It's not really pee. It's really just water.
Yeah.
It's like urine.
Yeah.
So be like, I'm not peeing.
Mm-hmm. And if there's a strong man with you and you can sort of pick him up and go like, geez, if he's strong and I'm picking him up, you know, what do I got going on?
Yeah.
Engineer so Brett.
Let them put it together.
All right. So also bring a strong man.
Engineer Brett, can you think of any sort of like circusy magic trick halftime show things that Bang could
the
do
woman
in here?
Can be strong. That could actually be really brave.
Wow. Yeah. If she's like some kind of strong freak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. I can see why that would be brave.
But with like.
She's still going to have like.
Yeah. Because yeah, well, a lot of them don't really have like.
You're cupping your hands.
They're too strong. They're like. Can kind of lose some of the.
So so I want to find a strong woman with big breasts.
Well, it's, you know, bang. It's. Brett, did you think of anything? You've had a little while.
Oh, like Chicken Boy?
Yeah. You do the Chicken Boy moves. I did promise we'd get into some scene work, and I know you're itching to show Hayes what you've got.
Yeah.
So we've got some copy here for you.
Okay.
And if you want to just lay some of this on us and give us, you know, a real performance.
Okay. It seems like you guys are trying to humiliate me.
What do you mean?
Why?
I'm diarrhea.
You're the physical embodiment of diarrhea.
Yeah. And it's a commercial
yeah.
where, yes, you are being defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're the diarrhea dragon, mm-hmm. and you're getting slayed by the Imodium sword.
Okay.
Ooh, it's me, diarrhea.
Don't change your voice.
You will? Okay. Because it says here that it sounds like a dragon, but that's fine. That's fair. Fair note. Okay.
But dragons can be cool, like Smoke.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's me, diarrhea.
Well, do change your voice. Don't do the voice you were doing. But maybe give me
change
something.
Change it from that.
Yeah. But just give me something where, who should you sound like?
Who else is cool?
Is there somebody
Smaug?
Really cool? Like, not Smaug, but someone like that.
It was cool, like Smaug, but
Jay Baruchel.
Yes,
give me some Jay.
Okay,
is well, Jay there?
I feel like he doesn't sound that much different than I do.
Okay, so lean into that.
Ooh, it's me, Diarrhea.
Hey, Jay.
Oh, no.
Sorry to hear Man Seeking Woman's not coming back.
Do you want to, like, improv off the... Because your side
I
of
didn't know I was saying that out loud.
Okay. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Nicole, keep doing.
Not Imodium. That's my weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! You'll rue the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now is a good time for some improv. Now...
Fuck the words, yeah. Right?
You know, once you
who
get to the
end,
who
gives a fuck about the words?
Yeah,
right. We don't give a shit about the.
We can talk about
words.
Like where you're gonna go now.
I don't care what the words are, man. I don't give a fuck about the fucking words. I want the feeling.
Okay.
Where is this guy going next? What's he gonna do today?
Mm-hmm. Like he's diarrhea and dragon,
right? I think he's
been
getting
slain
killed
by Imodium.
Yeah.
Okay, and what happens when we die? We're just worm food.
Yeah. What do you think is going to like happen to him?
This is where you get to put your spin on the afterlife.
Please tell my son I loved him. And
who's your son?
He's probably younger.
Just a little baby diarrhea.
Well, maybe and, yeah, and especially if he's telling somebody. I guess he's
maybe just
sword
one sloppy.
Yeah, he's one. I guess
sloppy
nugget.
Sesh. Like it's not like
he's like a. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's
just like a splatter, but he's not like a whole day of being sort of laid up.
Yeah. How am I? Do you want me to work that in?
So it feels like you think you're maybe above doing commercials, right? And we didn't get into this to do commercials, right? You wanted to do
this is just
theater.
One that like I feel like is specifically insulting.
That's so funny you should say that because that copy is actually taken from an advertisement that Reese Ifans did.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's got to eat.
So now.
Everybody's got to eat, right? Even Reese Ifans.
Right.
And this is unfortunately how the sausage gets made. And I think you should bear in mind that a lot of big actors, Reese Ifans, etc., got their start in commercials. So I'd see it as an opportunity. So let me ask you just a quick sort of fun trivia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What does ScarJo, Harrison Ford, and Zachary Braffrey have in common? What do they all have in common?
They're actors.
Mm-hmm. And... they all did.
Commercials.
Make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, maybe they did commercials.
Zachary
but they,
Braffrey,
they got a ton
Zachary
of dough.
Braffrey worked at a restaurant where he had to be a Japanese woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another thing that you said earlier was a bad thing to do.
Scarlett Johansson was a freaking ghost inside of a shell for a long time.
Well, just this, the most recent movie. I mean... I think those are different things.
Okay, let's do.
Do you want
another,
to do another
let's
copy?
Do a different commercial.
Okay, all right.
And this is just we're just going to work on taglines.
Okay,
because it seems like it's we gave you more than you could chew. We're just going to work on taglines.
Yeah,
and just give me this, and I hope I'm not giving you too much of a read. With a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good.
And he can't say that any other way.
With a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good.
But don't just do what I did.
Yeah. Innovate on that.
Hey, with a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good.
What do you mean?
What are you saying?
Who are you talking to?
I guess I'm – this is the tagline on the – I'm talking to the audience. I'm trying to make it seem like they're my friend.
Okay.
Well, you should probably be a baby.
Right?
They get little babies to do this.
Okay.
Stuff.
Like a toddler, I'll try to change my voice or...
A toddler with a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
With a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good.
Mm. Okay. So many missed opportunities. So many. It's making me sad.
Yeah, I'm crying, actually. And I'm weeping big tears.
Here's something I miss. And I'm going at a funeral for Smuckles. Right?
Okay. All right.
I'm at the funeral of that word, which would have been such a funny way to be a baby saying
baby,
that word.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, give him a little bit of a lisp or something. Okay, that's fair. Fair mm-hmm. note.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they would probably cast an actual kid if they wanted to have like a kid's voice. I
there's
guess
laws.
Why.
There's all kinds yeah, of labor
they
laws.
Yeah,
can't do it. It's all every baby you see on TV is two twin adult men,
old men.
Mm-hmm. So it's like. Give me it and make sure we know the secret. Maybe let the maybe the baby buried his mom's gun in the backyard.
Okay.
I don't know what he's going to use it for, but he needed it for something.
But you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you tell me.
With a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good.
And I'm buying jelly now.
Yes, I'm eating the jelly.
And I'm eating a lot of jelly.
I'm getting it on my face.
We wouldn't be learning about commercials and how different they can be, right? Mm-hmm. If we weren't doing a commercial for Red Stripe Beer as Sebastian Crabbe from The Little Mermaid.
Okay. All right. This is...
Oh, yeah.
You wrote this
please
copy?
Please slate your name. Yes.
Yes.
Please we get slate, a slate your name. Yeah.
Okay. And hi, I'm Bang Rajman. I'm reading for Red Stripe Beer.
And just turn to your left.
Okay.
Turn to your right.
Okay.
Okay. Show and our hip muscle. Hip and, muscle.
Yes. Do a little. Just here you okay. go. Poke him in the eye with it almost.
Here's the hip muscle.
Mm-hmm. And we, yeah.
And you are not Bang Rajman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For the purposes of this exercise, right? Didn't I just hear?
Yeah.
Okay, I am Sebastian the Crab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hi, I'm Sebastian the Crab.
That's not, it doesn't sound like Sebastian the Crab. Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Sebastian the Crab, reading for Red Stripe Beer.
Okay, close enough.
Because this isn't a Red Stripe Beer ad.
Well, this is a campaign that they're considering, actually, that Hayes and I have come to them with. It's the only beer that keeps away a Slender Man.
I'm scared of the Slender Man. I can't do this voice. I'm scared of the Slender Man.
Well, you're going to have to figure it out, okay. Because I can't think of a TV channel that doesn't have some version of Sebastian and Crabbe on it.
Hello, friends. I'm scared of the Slender Man, the Bye Bye Man, and the Beetlejuice Man.
Do you know who this is? Who I'm hearing? Fat Bastard. We're mixing a little bit of Fat Bastard in here with Sebastian.
And
the Crab.
I never thought I'd say that and not mean it in a good way. I really didn't.
All right. Well, yeah. I
maybe it's because you were just being a baby, and he ate the baby. I don't know if that's what's going on here.
I guess I'm just – I don't really worry about Jamaican accents because I'm not going to be cast as a Jamaican guy.
Not with that attitude.
Mm-hmm. And your Colonel Sanders could be a Jamaican Colonel Sanders. This is when they've done the gold one.
He could be doing jerk chicken or something.
Mm-hmm.
And is that interesting?
I guess so.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
Let's pull the restrictions. Are you okay with this, Hayes? Hayes is a big casting director. He does a lot of commercials, but a lot of times he just wants to see what somebody's got. So you don't like the copy we're giving you. And I'm going to be fair now and just say, you just do any commercial you want. And you tell me what you think. And like a
company, and what a good company would be.
What a good company would be, you know. And just you give it to me. You feel like you're not able to be a normal guy because you're being Sebastian Crabbe doing Red Stripe.
You want to be Bang Rajman.
I mean, this is my company. This copy is Sebastian the Crab, and he's not talking about Red Stripe beer. He's talking about the Bye-Bye Man. He's talking about the Slender Man. And he's talking about whatever the Beetlejuice Man is. And then he goes in to insult me personally.
Oh, Sebastian Crabbe's not a fan. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying that I have an STD.
Oh, bang. Oh, right. Yuck.
And do you get how there's a funny thing there? I mean, he is.
Yes, Crabbe's is Crabbe's, like one of those,
you know. And
right.
So that's why he's like, and I would know because I am Crabbe's.
Yeah. So that's why he has that line in there.
Yeah. It just seemed like it was, I don't know, maybe this is what you guys are doing. And I appreciate that, of just trying to give me the worst possible thing for me to read and as like a test.
So let's hear again. Mm-hmm. If this is so bad for you and you do just want to be Bang Rajman doing an ad for your new company, I guess, is what you want.
If it's the Bang Rajman company, the only thing is I don't know what the ad budget is for that
I don't know what you want to sell. If like Red Stripe beer is a problem for you, what is this great product?
Okay, no, I don't have a business in mind, and I'm not trying to pitch my business.
Okay, can we try one more thing?
Impression.
It feels like we're stretching you.
Yeah.
We're stretching you too far, too fast. So let's narrow it, and let's say that you're giving one of these testimonial type commercials where you're supposed to be a real person. Mm-hmm. And you're just telling a simple story of like how you love, you know, your Saturn Ion, and it's so safe, and that the airbag was able to save you, you know, and when you got in a fender bender, but not your wife. And so just go.
Whoa. Okay. That's a fucked up commercial, but like, I don't know if they would put that on because like the car killed my wife. Well, it would be a bad advertisement for the car.
Well, they're not going to pretend that like the fact they have an airbag means no one can die in the car, but they're saying like we are able to save a lot of people, not all.
Okay.
And the stereo's nice in it.
Okay. Hi, I'm a real Saturn Ion driver, and the car saved my life. I got into an accident, and the airbag was able to save me. Unfortunately, my wife was not so lucky. Mm-hmm. And she passed away.
Say how her head landed like 50 feet from the car.
Yeah. Her head, she was decapitated.
Shot out the sunroof or something.
She was decapitated in the accident, and her head shot out of the car.
Yeah, 50 feet away.
50 feet away. It shot out of the sunroof,
and her body was still waving all around. She was waving her arms around and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Her body was still moving. Mm-hmm.
And her head landed on a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
And her head landed on a fire hydrant. And
then it blast.
And the fire hydrant exploded, and it blasted the head up, back, mm-hmm. into the car.
Mm-hmm. And mentioned the anti-lock brakes.
It's also got a great stereo and good anti-lock brakes.
Yeah. So does that feel better? Because it's a little smaller. It's a little more in like your voice.
I mean, it was weird as fuck, to be honest with you. Because like you guys were giving me a lot of notes during it. And it was pretty dark. I feel like I haven't seen a commercial that dark before, but it was an interesting challenge.
Can I ask you, just for a little exercise, who were you picturing?
As my wife?
As your wife.
I guess I was just thinking about my girlfriend.
You have to tell her that you feel this way.
Yeah.
You're going around with this in your head saying this is my wife.
Yeah. This is what we find out when we do art, right? Like, we reveal ourselves to ourselves.
Yeah.
I pictured, you know, you as my wife. Like,
okay. Yeah. I'll
you know, tell her about the fire hydrant.
Well, I
was going to leave out the death part.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell her I met this casting director.
So you're going to start a marriage based on the secret that you keep mm-hmm. from her. Is that healthy?
Yeah, I guess that's not healthy. But you know, I guess I'll cross that bridge when I get there. We're kind of just started dating. So
okay. And just as
how old were you when you were like kind of picturing this? How old were you?
I guess it was maybe a couple years older.
Yeah. Okay. So if you get married in the next year, then you're putting everything in place for this to
actually
to happen.
Place, yeah.
Okay, that's a cruel thing to say.
And just real fast, you and Brett are the Sonic guys. And just you're the Sonic guys and just do it. And Brett, fire him off.
Hey, I'm Sonic.
And he gave you a great gift there.
Come on.
Yeah, you're Sonic. Can't wait to try these new onion ring burgers.
Mm, yeah.
Huh? Dip them in the milkshake.
Well, okay. That seems like a weird way to eat them, man. But whatever. You're the Sonic guy.
And Brett's got the job.
Okay.
Yes.
See how that works?
Yeah, but I've actually seen the Sonic guys. And like you saying that you were Sonic threw me off in a major way because – what is like Sonic the Hedgehog? Like,
no, he didn't any Sonic the Hedgehog related stuff.
Yes, I know, but like, so you're just the like physical embodiment of the restaurant. Like, have you seen this? They're running all the time. It's two guys in a car just have like normal banter. Like, usually what they're eating is even like an add-on later.
So you want to be Sonic this time. All right, we'll get run on one more.
Hey, Sonic.
Hey.
This is a real juicy burger.
Thank you. It's me,
thank
Sonic.
You.
Yeah.
I didn't give it to you.
Yeah, but I gave it to you. It's my burger. I'm the restaurant.
Dude. Okay, so what we're learning, this is helpful. What we're learning is
did you think that he gave it to you? Because you said thank you.
You said thank you.
Improv is a lot about listening.
He was complimenting my burger that I gave him.
Yeah, exactly. So he's the one saying thank you because you gave it to him.
This is a great opportunity.
It seems like you think that he gave you the burger. You are Sonic in this one.
So
I understand that.
Do we want to do one more of these and you both be Sonic just so there's no confusion?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I don't see how it could hurt anymore.
You can start it off.
Okay.
Hey, Sonic.
Hey, Sonic.
Sup?
Great burger.
Juicy, right?
Yeah. It's real good.
Thanks.
And then we're getting there. So,
well... Now I'm more confused.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm just more confused. Do you have any notes for Brett?
What, that he said thanks? He did the thing that he corrected you about last time?
Yes.
But now he was Sonic.
Yeah, and this time he is also Sonic.
Yeah.
Right.
That's correct. I was Sonic last time. And
well, you're Sonic again, but now he's Sonic.
Okay. Okay.
We're both Sonic.
Right.
It feels like you're biting your tongue about something.
No, I'm not. Bang. Thank you for doing the same with me.
So you need some work on your improv, and that's going to be a big opportunity. I guess next class will be, you know, we'll just work on kind of throwing out the script and fuck the words. And, you know, I noticed that you weren't really able to improvise a story for the diarrhea dragon or who his son was, and you weren't really able to play with Brett and – that's a high watermark because
Brett's going to be throwing a lot at you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I would say that that's something to focus on for next class. So just get ready and prepare to be unprepared.
Okay.
And if you're just tuning in, this is My Monster Class, and I am Sean Clemens. And so
they're just tuning in. This is the end of it, Sean.
And here with Bang Raj Man is that was Bang Raj Man doing. And so if you, and come back for more.
Thank you for the show.
Thank and it pays.
Hollywood Masterclass is a Stitcher original and a production of Midroll Media. Our executive producers are Chris Bannon and Jenny Rattleit. Music and sound by Brett Morris.
Hey, it's Hayes. So I had kind of a fun idea for one of the ads this week. I know on some of these cereal ads, sometimes they'll go out in the world and they'll just have like normal people read the copy. And so, you know, it's like just like a fun change of pace from like just the guy in the studio reading the ads. And, you know, instead it's like normal people that you wouldn't normally expect. So I'm on the bus in Los Angeles that I've, you know, I've gotten on to sort of find a good candidate to read the ad. And I'm sitting next to a guy right now who I think is going to be, I'm not going to use his name, but he's just kind of a normal salt of the earth guy. And so he is going to read the ad for Audible's new comedy series, Eugene Merman's Hold On. So let me turn it over to him.
Okay, so I just read this here. Okay. So Eugene Merman got this new Audible comedy series. It's released as a podcast every week on Monday. It's called Hold On. And he's got Maria Bamford on there. He's got Andy Richter. He's got Weird Al Yankovic. He's got who else we got here? Kumail Nanjiani. And they're coming on the show and they're talking about the funny backstories behind some of their most famous bits and material, the personal life stories behind some of the jokes. And so you can listen to it on Apple Podcasts or Audible or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And thank you so much. That was really great. And Kevin also, I guess, wanted us to talk about these T-shirts that we have on sale, these Wolf Cool T-shirts that used to be Wolf Pop T-shirts that they just wanted to squeeze more money out of this Wolf Pop inventory that they had. So they changed Wolf Pop to Wolf Cool and had us sign. Kevin did that. That seems like a pretty crass effort to just like make an extra buck. I totally agree. So those are at podswag.com/theboys. It also doesn't seem appropriate to talk about that in this ad for something else. Believe me, I totally agree.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.